been...
Est-ce que vous voulez la traduction?
It's okay.
Okay.
English is okay.
June 2006, my sister went out like any other 24-year-old, just for a short while, just to have a little bit of fun, and had informed my mother she was coming back early. And we later on found out that that was her intent. But that night, somebody else decided that she wasn't going to be returning home ever. For 4 years, our family suffered, not knowing whether we'd ever see my sister again, what happened to her, where she was. And it was heartbreaking when the news came that her remains were found at beside the Mercy Bridge here in our community in May 31st, 2010. To this day, her file remains active, and it's with the homicide unit of the SQ. It's been a very stressful, painful, and traumatic experience to live all those years not knowing, searching, and then to find out that her life had been taken right here in our own community. It's sad that we're 12 years after the fact and there's still no one's come forward. We take a slight relief in the fact that information does come in and the file stays active. But we need the persons or person who knows what happened to come forward and finally relieve their conscience and clear it for when they pass on, so that my mother may have peace of mind before she passes on. It's a small thing to want for my mother after suffering the loss of her daughter. Tiffany was 24 when her life was taken. Her daughter was only 4 at the time. By 24, you haven't lived your life. You haven't done the things that you wanted to do. You've made mistakes. You've struggled to find your path, but it's not right that a life should be taken at 24 for any reason. Having her life taken has changed the whole dynamic of the family, the way we interact with the community, each other, our general life in general has been altered. So that one act of one heartless person affected many people. And it's not an easy fix that once we received her remains back that we could get closure. My mother's still searching, still has questions, still has the need and the right to know what happened to her daughter. I have been very vocal in speaking up and demanding answers, demanding that the police, the justice system, the population at large changes their view on what's happened to our women across Canada. It's sad to say, but from my sister's tragedy, I've become very involved in the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. You would think by 2018 things would have changed because this has been happening for decades. There's a lot of people, families that have suffered for 20, 30, 50 years with no answers. And we need to put focus on families like our own that are suffering and trying to get answers and want to see change. No other family should go through what we had to go through when we had to report my sister being missing. Or the mishandlings that we've seen along the way. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. My sister was imperfect. Nobody can say that they've never done anything bad or wrong or had mistakes in their lives, but that does not justify them being treated differently or less than because of their race, because of their age, because of their past. When something horrible happens to an individual, every individual should be treated as a human first and equal treatment and handling of their files and their cases, and should be all the same. There should be no difference based on because we're Native. She's young and she was female. She had 3 strikes against her. I really want to thank Father Vincent for giving the opportunity for our family to have all of you join us and come for the blessing of her memorial and his continuous support since he's been here at our church. He's always made himself available and reached out, and that really helped us knowing that we had that constant support. If anyone in the family wants to say anything, you can feel free to just let me know and you can come up. If not, I'll wrap it up. So, but if Mom, if you want to say a few words about the way this has affected you, because it's very, it reaches people more when it comes directly from the family. When it's in a story in a paper or on the news, it's not personalized. So it's easier to just forget it. But when you hear directly from the family members, it sticks with people and it starts the conversation. The conversation is that this is wrong, this should not have happened, and there is actual people hurt and waiting for those answers. Do you want to come join me, Mom?
You will get her, she'll come.
Do you want to come up with me?
Oh, she said, okay, yeah.
Say thank you for coming.
Well, yes. Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to thank you all for coming, for my daughter, Tiffany. And this is Tiffany's daughter, Alexandria. And then my daughter, Melanie. Yeah, I'm very happy that this came today for my daughter. Thank you.
I would just like to thank you all as well for coming, and hopefully we can continue to do this and raise awareness for what's going on, because a lot of people are unaware about what's going on.
Thank you. We will pick up some of the lights. Tommy will give us our candle. And we walk 3 times around. Those who can't walk can sit. If you can't walk, si c'est difficile pour marcher, pour rester s'asseoir. We walk 3 times around the church. We do that every year in silence, praying for that Tiffany's soul will rest in peace. And we pray for her family that we get closure. And we remember our own struggles and pain. So I will put up some of the lights, and when I come back, we walk silently around the church 3 times, and we end at the tomb. And from here, it's not just at the tomb.
So we can collect our candles from the top.
Thank you.
This is the cutlery we take up with a rite of blessing we are going to give. And this is olive oil. It stays on her tomb for 3 consecutive days. And one of our elders made a prayer for the oil. I anoint you here, here and here, and I give you the blessing in Mohawk. And after we go silently, one by one to the tomb, we rest our hands on her relic, and we pray for our intentions, and we pray, say a prayer for the soul of Tiffany in the name of Jesus. Okay? So when we are ready, we come. Jesus, Yanurunko. Wari Yaza Nurunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Nurunko. Ramaniyo, Yanurunko. Jesus, Yanurunko. Wari Yaza Norunko, Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. Rawaniyo, Yanorunko. Jesus, Yanorunko. Wari Yaza Norunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. Rawaniyo, Yanorunko. Jesus, Yanorunko. Wari Yaza Norunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. Rawaniyo, Yanorunko. Jesus, Yanorunko. Wari Yaza Norunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. Rawaniyo, Yanorunko. Jesus, Yanorunko. Wari Yaza Norunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. Rawaniyo, Yanorunko. Jesus, Yanorunko. Wari Yaza Norunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. Rawaniyo, Yanorunko. Jesus, Yanorunko. Wari Yaza Norunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. Rawaniyo, Yanorunko. Jesus, Yanorunko. Wari Yaza Norunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. Rawaniyo, Yanorunko. Jesus, Yanorunko. Wari Yaza Norunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. Rawaniyo, Yanorunko. Jesus, Yanorunko. Wari Yaza Norunko. Saint Katerina Kapita Yaza Norunko. yanomu po. Jesus, yanomu po. Wari yaza norumpo. Sem quero me ter capita yaza norumpo. Rawani yu. Yanorumpo. Jesus, yanorumpo. Wari yaza norumpo. Sem quero me ter capita yaza. Norumpo. Rawani yu. Yanorumpo. Jesus. Yanorumpo. Wari yaza norumpo. Sem quero me ter capita yaza. Norumpo. Thank you very much for your presence tonight. Thank you for the group. Nous voudrions remercier les jeunes et les adultes de cette réunion qui sont ici ce soir. Nous espérons qu'on va continuer cette relation et on va voir comment on peut créer quelque chose de beautiful pour le Christ avec les jeunes et les adultes de cette réunion et la sanctuaire de cette cathédrale de Capita. C'est la première fois qu'on a commencé cette relation et absolument on va commencer. It's the first time we have begun a relationship with the people of St. Remy, the youth and the adults of St. Remy. We thank you very, very much. Tiffany's family were here tonight. We thank you very, very much for your presence. We continue to pray with you as you mourn and we pray for justice and we continue to bring closure as little as it is to the memory of the dearly beloved Tiffany because you don't know what the pain you go through. And we are there with you as you go through this pain. And we remember also all people from all over the world who have loved ones who are missing and they can't bring that closure. We thank you very, very much for your presence. Tiffany's, the regalia of Tiffany will remain on the tomb tomorrow. Tomorrow Sunday we have the apostolic nuncio coming to celebrate the Mass. Nuncio, the Vatican's ambassador to Canada, is coming to celebrate the Mass. So the regalia will remain on the tomb after the Mass tomorrow. Those of us from Kanawangi, thank you very, very much. Mr. or beautiful couple, thank you very, very much for coming. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go in the peace of Christ to love and serve our God.
Thanks
be to God. Have a blessed evening, everyone.
Niagoa, Father Vincent. Yeah.